This is the Christian Working Woman, and I'm Mary Lohman. This week, I want to talk the whole week about one of the worst, deadliest, most destructive bad habits you or I could have. And that is procrastination. You need to put it behind you once and for all because it's really gumming up the works, not only in your life, but it affects the lives of many other people too. For example, when you procrastinate on your job, it has a spillover effect on coworkers and management on the organization's effectiveness. When you procrastinate at home, it affects your family members. And when you procrastinate in your spiritual life, you miss all kinds of blessings God wants to bestow on you. So procrastination is self-inflicted suffering. What makes us procrastinate? Well, lots of reasons, but to quote one person, the trouble is that you think you have time. I think of a college student I know who gets an assignment due in 4 weeks, thinks, oh, I've got plenty of time, and then puts it off until the last minute, has to do it far too fast, and gets some unsatisfactory grades as a result. She's not an irresponsible person, but she just doesn't start a project until she's in crisis mode. Waiting is a trap. You can always think of reasons to put something off, but usually they're not good reasons. Someone has said, nothing is so fatiguing as the eternal hanging on of an uncompleted task. Did you realize that one reason you may be tired a lot is that you're hanging on to a lot of uncompleted tasks and they simply sap your energy? They're hanging on in your mind, clogging up your thinking, just causing you to waste energy. Colossians 3:23 says, whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as working for the Lord, not for men. If you pray this verse into your life each day, it will start to cure you of procrastination. You could pray, Lord, today help me to work with all my heart, to do what needs to be done, to do it now, to do it right, and to do it for you. You'll see a difference if you become intentional about putting procrastination behind you. We'll talk more about how to get rid of this deadly bad habit of procrastination tomorrow. I hope you'll join me. I also want to remind you that our program is now available in Spanish. So if you have some Spanish friends, they may find this a very helpful resource. And that is found at our website, ChristianWorkingWoman.org, where you will also find copies of all of my devotionals. I thank you for joining me today. I hope you'll join me again tomorrow here at the Christian Working Woman.